Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to Monday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now listen, don't start talking about this Blue Monday business already, because there ain't no Blue Monday, nor Red Tuesdays, nor Green Wednesdays, nor Purple Thursdays, and all that kind of stuff. This is the day that the Lord has made, and God has provided everything you need to be successful in your life today. Everything you need to overcome all that life can throw at you. Now, these are some of the good things we're going to talk about today, so don't miss a word of this message.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory originally aired in 1989 and is part of KCM's Foundational Teaching Series. Join Kenneth Copeland as he teaches how the Holy Spirit in you gives you the power to be successful every day.
Praise God. I'm so glad you could join us today. We're gonna look into some things from the Word of God that really are super outstandingly exciting and thrilling to anybody that has any hunger for success in life. And I'm not talking about just financial success. I'm talking about the peace of life. I'm talking about the things that are so important. I'm talking about family peace. I'm talking about peace in the workplace. And I'm talking about good health. And I'm talking about a sound mind. Glory to God. Yeah, amen. Let's have a word of prayer together before we get into this. And then we'll ask God's help. You know, really, you ought to start there all the time. I don't just pray here because this is kind of the thing to do. No. We need God's help in every thought we think, every word we say, everything we do. As we acknowledge His superiority and we acknowledge His sovereignty, we acknowledge that He is God and we need His help. Really, one of these days, as the Lord leads, I'm going to get into these areas and show you why, when we knocked prayer out of our schools, so many things went wrong all over our lives, all over our whole public existence, our political lives, everything you can think of. That's not our lesson today, but it's coming, and you pray about it. We're going to do as God leads in that area. It's very interesting. Father, we acknowledge our need for You. And we pray over this broadcast in the name of Jesus. We ask You to help us. And we receive that help in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you receive that prayer and agree with it for whatever you're facing in life today, wherever life has put you at this point in time. I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're president of the biggest bank in town or if you... whatever you do, if you wash floors for a living, or if you happen to be in the county jail or in the penitentiary, wherever you happen to be today, I want you to know God can turn your life around right now. You don't have to wait 6 weeks from now. Start right now. Praise God. The reality of the indwelling of the mighty Holy Spirit of God is a revelation from God Himself that is most powerful, most comforting, and greatly to our advantage in life. I want to start reading here with the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. Jesus was doing some teaching here. And it's very interesting when you study about the Holy Spirit and the reality of the indwelling, the reality that He's in there. When we begin to order our thinking and order our lives to the fact that that's God in us, if we've made Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives, I want you to know the Holy Spirit Himself is there. He is there. He is the one that caused you to be reborn. He is the one that pulls you toward Jesus. He is the very power. He is the very essence of God Himself. And thank God He's come into a personal ministry in this earth, and He is all over this earth. He is everywhere. He just really is in the very air that we breathe. And somebody say, well, if He's here, how come He's letting so much go on? Now, wait a minute. The Spirit of God has not been given authority to come dominate the earth. You have to remember this. Now, you get a hold of this before we even read the Word. I want you to know this. This is vital information. It's vital to your thinking. This is knowledge that is vital to anybody's life. Now, listen to this. The Spirit of God has not been sent to the earth to dominate it. It's very important. He has been sent to the earth to anoint, to help, to intercede, to be all of these things to the body of Christ. He has been sent to the earth to help those that preach the gospel, to anoint them to preach the Word to the world that knows not God. See, the whole world don't belong to God. You have to get this into your thinking. There have been people who said, well, I'll tell you one thing. If God's running a thing, He's doing a pitiful mess of it. I'll tell you right now. He's not running it. If you believe in God, you have to believe in the devil. I mean, the devil's as real as God. He's not as powerful of God as God. Now, I didn't say that. But he's as real as God. He was created by God. He wasn't created the devil. He was created as Lucifer, son of the morning. He was created and given authority. He was the anointed cherub of God. But the Bible said iniquity was found in him. And at that point, he's called the devil. He's called Satan. He's called the killer. The Bible said until Jesus came and broke his power, he had the authority over death. Now, God created man and gave him authority in the earth. He said, you have dominion over everything that swims, everything that flies, everything that crawls, walks, everything. Man was given dominion, created to be God's under ruler in the earth. Now, Satan had no authority here. He came in and tempted Adam. Adam went for it. First he came to Adam's wife, and then Adam went for it and bowed his knee because of what happened to his wife. He bowed that authority to Satan. And Satan became the legal stepfather of the human race. By God, now this is important. God created man and then gave him authority. Man gave it away. Now, another man came in the likeness of Adam. His name is Jesus. Death was not passed to him by man because a man was not his father. He didn't father him. God Almighty fathered him in the womb of a virgin named Mary. Now, this means that he's like this first man, Adam, sinless, had not failed where Adam failed. But then, out of obedience to God, he bowed his knee to the devil at the cross of Calvary and allowed death. The Bible said in the second chapter of Hebrews that Satan was the one that had authority over death. So he made himself obedient to death, the Bible says in the book of Philippians, giving Satan the opportunity to kill him. Otherwise, Satan couldn't have done it. He had no authority over him. He had authority over Adam's descendants. This man was not Adam's descendant. He came representing Adam as God's descendant. Every bit man, but every bit God. Then he was crucified. And through death, the Bible said he defeated death. Satan didn't have a right to kill him because he hadn't sinned. And Satan fell for that trap. And in the very domain of hell itself, Jesus defeated Satan and was raised from the dead by the power of Almighty God, representing every man and every woman Now listen to this. Moments after Jesus was raised from the dead. Now this is so important. Moments after Jesus was raised from the dead, He said, "All authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth." He defeated Satan and took His authority away from him over the human race. But now listen to this. The very next words He said, He put right back in place what God had put in place in the first place. That was the will of God, or He wouldn't have done it. In the Garden of Eden, God created man, gave him authority. God raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus said, "All authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. Therefore, you go into all the earth in my name, cast out the devil." It didn't say pray and ask God to cast out the devil. Oh, y'all pray that God will get the devil off of me. No, He won't do it. He's already done all He's going to do where the devil's concerned. He has defeated him, took His authority over you away from him, and gave you the choice of making Jesus Lord of your life, and then gave you His name, His spirit, His power, His word to cast him out and to be free. So actually, the authority over all this mess in the earth was given to the body of Christ by the Lord Jesus, plus the full armor of God to stand against the wiles of the devil. And we ganged up in little buildings all over the place, and even in most of our missionary advances. And I'm not being critical of anybody. I've done it myself. I mean, we're all a part of this. We went off and taught people how to eat with a knife and a fork, and put blouses on the women. I mean, that didn't have nothing to do with it. We needed to be preaching Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, raised from the dead, and teach these people how to cast out the devil in His name. And in the process of that, all these social things would have taken care of themselves. Now, I showed you all that because I wanted you to see this. That brings us to this place. Jesus said, now, right in the 14th chapter of John, He said, "Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because they cannot see him, neither know him, but you know him, for he dwells with you, and he shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless." Now, my cross-reference, as we learned last week, says, "I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more." See, he was about to go to Calvary and do all this stuff that I just told you about. He's about to go defeat the very powers of Satan and take away from him authority over the human race. Now, what he's saying here is, "At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." Now, he goes ahead in this 16th chapter, and he said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's more profitable for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I'll send Him unto you." Now, along with the authority over Satan and all of the powers of hell and all the evil, and I might add right here, that's where all the sickness, disease, poverty, death, spiritual death, that's where all that came from. God is not the author of sickness and disease. Satan and the darkness and the evil comes from him. The Bible, God's own book, said, "All that's perfect and good cometh down from the Father above." Now, why did he send the Holy Spirit? Why the Comforter? Why is he here? I want to read what the Greek ear hears when this word comforter is spoken. Comforter was an attempt by the English translators of the King James Bible particularly. It's an attempt at one word covering all that this Greek word says. Now, when it is spoken in Greek, the Greek's ear and mind conjugates all this up, but in English it takes more words to say it. This word comforter, you get a good insight into it when it is translated here, I will not leave you comfortless. And actually, that word there, translated comfortless, is better translated orphan. I'll not leave you an orphan. Now, what is an orphan? Well, an orphan is a child who has no parents, right? All right. A child, then, that is parentless is a child that has nobody to help him. He has nobody to comfort him. He has nobody to counsel him when he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't have anybody, to intercede for him. He doesn't have anybody to take up his part. Anybody that loves him and cares for him may have somebody appointed by the state, but he doesn't have anybody that can look at him and say, little one, you are bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, and I'm going to take up for you. Who was that that told you? Who was that that got after you? Who was that, takes your part? When I was a little kid, I thought my daddy could take anybody on the block. Not so sure that he couldn't. Amen. But I want you to know I knew he could, and I didn't mind a bit running and hiding behind him either. That is my papa. Well, see, an orphan child doesn't have that. And Jesus is saying, I will not leave you comfortless. Now, the word translated comfort means helper, comforter, counselor. And when I hear comforter, I think about my mama. My mama was a great comforter. Boy, I come in all beat up, and all that. I come in dragging. I come in, just really depressed and down. Oh, nothing like your mama coming in and picking you up in her arms, And that didn't happen to me just when I was 5, 6 years old either. I tell you, it was subject to happen to me after I was grown, married, and got in the ministry, and the devil trying to whoop up on me. I want you to know that the devil hated my mama. I want you to know she's bad news when it come to the devil. She beat him over the head, man, particularly when it come to her little boy. And I was her little boy. And for her to catch me and hug me up and say, sweetheart, God ain't gonna fall off His throne just because you feel like you're not up to it. Or she'd say something else. It was a comfort to me. It worked. And an orphan doesn't have that. It means helper, comforter, counselor, someone to say, son, now, I've already been through that. If you listen to Daddy, I can save you lots of trouble right here. My dad's a very wise man in business. And, he could counsel me. And I look back on my life and I think, oh, dear God, how much easier it would have been if I just listened to my daddy. He told me that guy was trying to steal from me. Oh, if I'd just listened to him. He told me that deal wouldn't work. How'd he know the deal wouldn't work? I'll tell you how. He'd already been the one just like it. Yeah. His daddy counseled him. Now, an intercessor, an advocate. You know what an advocate is? That's somebody that's a lawyer. That's somebody that knows all the law. I'll tell you, this is particularly outstanding where the Bible is concerned. The Holy Spirit wrote this book. He's the one that laid the law down on those Ten Commandments on those tablets of stone. He's the one that knows heaven. He's been in the throne room. He knows all about all this, and He can advise me and counsel me to keep me from going crosswise of my Heavenly Father, to keep me from going crosswise of spiritual law and spiritual things that I don't know much about. I know when I first started flying, boy, I had to listen to that flight instructor. I still do. I still take flight instruction. Even after flying over 10,000 hours, I still go to an instructor and let him get all the bad habits out of me and all that. And men with experience, the Holy Spirit has had experience in heaven and experience in the earth. He is the advocate. He is the strengthener. He's my strength. But not only that, He's the standby. He's got standby power. He's the one standing by with the power to do what I'm called to do when I have no power, when I have no strength. Thank God I'm not powerless. Thank God I'm not strengthless. I have the strengthener and the standby, and He's here. Hallelujah. Jesus called the body of Christ and gave them authority over all that's in this earth. And then He sent the Holy Ghost to teach us and to train us and to carry us through this earth into what we're called to do, to empower us and bring us to success in this life. Praise God. To bring us to a place where we don't have to be afraid of what's going on around us. Instead of blaming all this mess on God, the body of Christ should be rising up in great authority in the name of Jesus, in the full armor of God, in the love of God, to bring the strongholds of Satan down and to bring mankind to a place of deliverance in Christ Jesus and set them free. Now, God loves everybody the same. He don't love me any more or you any more or me any less or you any less. And there ain't nothing you can do to make Him stop loving you. You can't. He'd have to not be loved to quit loving you.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event, the 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion September 25th through 27th with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other events, go to the KCM website.
When you put that in your eyes and your ears, the scriptures on healing, what happens? Faith comes. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. You have faith you never had before. And that's what we do in healing school is preach the Word, put the scriptures out on healing. People take it and they get healed.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. What if you had someone who could help you make the right decision? Pick good relationships and choose the right road. You do. Get to know the Him in the Holy Spirit in You package, which includes the teaching series and study guide, The Holy Spirit by Kenneth Copeland, and the mini book, God's Will is the Holy Spirit by Gloria Copeland. The Holy Spirit teaching series and study guide by Kenneth Copeland is a great foundational resource for every believer. Get back to the basics. See how God gave you the Holy Spirit to be your comforter, teacher, counselor, and friend. Be directed by Him. Walk in His supernatural power every day and into the destiny God has for you. God's Will is the Holy Spirit, a mini book by Gloria Copeland, shares the scriptures about the Holy Spirit God has provided for you to be successful in life. Receive the answers you need, the direction you're looking for, and the power to walk daily in the Holy Spirit. Develop a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit. Order the Holy Spirit in You package on CD with accompanying study guide, and you'll also receive Gloria Copeland's book, God's Will is the Holy Spirit. Order today for only $29.99, a savings of 20%. Visit kcm.org/TV special and request your package today. Be guided from the inside into the destiny God has for you. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
This week, Brother Copeland is teaching a foundational study on the Holy Spirit in you. And what you saw was a broadcast that he taught in 1989. But the truth of God's Word is still the same today. Amen. And with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you and I have the power of God Himself living big inside of us. And being born again means that you have access to that awesome power that created the universe. It's the very presence of God living inside you. And God causes you and I to be born again when we come into agreement with His Word. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. So right now, if you've never been born again, take a moment. Just receive Jesus as your Lord. Make Him your Savior. Say this after me. Say, Father, in Jesus' name, I come to You and I thank You for forgiving me of all my sin. I say with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. I believe in my heart that You raised Him from the dead. And I ask You to fill me with Your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer, you are born again, praise God, and you have the Holy Spirit living in you. And He's in you to be your comforter, your teacher, and your guide. We need a guide to live through this life, and He'll be that for you. He will lead you through this life that you're living right now. And if you prayed that prayer with me, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have something that they want to give to you. It's called the Salvation Package, and it's absolutely free. It's a book called He Did It All For You. And when you get this, you're also going to get two brochures just about how to read and how to study your Bible. And these things are going to help you understand who you are right now in Christ Jesus. You need to find out what belongs to you as a child of God, because this is the beginning of a brand new life. It's the best life you've ever lived. It's the God kind of life. So what we want you to do is request your free salvation package today. Go to kcm.org. Let us know you want it. We'll send it to you. And while you're there on the website, you're going to find free articles that you can read, free videos to download and to watch. You can read a daily devotional that's available not only in English, but in Spanish and German and in Russian. You can also listen to prayers by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, prayers on finances, healing, and freedom from fear. Go to kcm.org. There's so much waiting for you there. You'll be blessed. Thanks so much for watching today. We invite you to join us again tomorrow. Until then, this is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Join Kenneth Copeland tomorrow.
When you made Jesus Lord, the Spirit of the living God caused you to be reborn. Your spirit, not your body, not your mind. Your spirit being.
Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.